3 this beautiful Saturday morning, Rosie on the House, where our team come together every single Saturday morning for 3 hours to put together any and all the information you need to make home ownership a more enjoyable, pleasurable experience. There's no reason your home has to be, you don't have to be a slave to your home. We can turn the tides on that, and you can be the master of your castle here at Rosie on the House. Here every single Saturday morning with my son and co-host Romy Romero. My wife, sweet Jennifer, mans the phone. She's taking your calls now at 1-888-767-4348. If there's a project you're trying to tackle, complete, wrap up, or start, and you want to talk to the voice of experience on home remodeling and repair, give us a ring right now, 1-888-767-4348. And we've been talking sustainability, easy to harvest, low-hanging fruit that you can accomplish in, out, about, around your house to make your home not only more energy efficient, but also more comfortable and a healthier living environment. We're going to segue now into this hour with our good friend Dan King from Harmon Solar right here in the Valley of the Sun. And I want to talk about solar energy. And boy, every time, I call Dan every once in a while, he's probably getting tired of coming in. But I appreciate you always giving up your Saturdays, Dan. Thanks a million.
Thanks so much for having me again, Rosie and Romy.
I mean, I've got right here in my hands just copies of newspaper articles that it's solar this, solar that, solar this, solar that. There's still so much confusion on this topic. Is it affordable? Is it right? Is it the right time to do it? Do I lease? Do I own? You know, where do I even start? The Corporation Commission, you know, I'm not going to blame the Corporation Commission for confounding the issue, but the press coverage of the Corporation Commission's decision a year ago really added several layers of confusion to the whole deal. Net metering, what is it? What is it? Is it a big monster that's going to come eat me up? You know, all that stuff. But y'all install solar. You have been doing it for years. Who are buying solar right now? Who does it make sense for?
You know, I think it could make sense for anybody. Really, it's anybody could take advantage of it. It really depends on probably the most significant factor is the roof orientation and the available roof space of the structure of your home. I mean, that's really the kind of the mitigating factor.
Someone is vaguely interested in considering it, so they give you a call. What's the first thing that happens?
The first thing that happens is we would gather some utility information, get a an aerial Google shot or a satellite image of their roof, and gather some information and head out to their house and offer up a consultation to explain how much they could potentially save with solar.
And it isn't right for every house. Some homes will have their challenges. What are some of the few of them?
Well, like I said, the orientation of the roof, you know, we ideally want to go, you know, south and then west and then east after that and avoid going anything north.
Mm-hmm.
Shade, you know, that's always an issue if there's big trees that you can't cut down or chimneys or other things like that. But really, that's the age of the roof, obviously.
good point.
You know, because then a homeowner, they may not have a leak, but if they're going to put solar, they may have to spend $5,000, $8,000, $15,000 to get a new roof up there, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, put 50, 60, 80 penetrations in your roof to put solar and then have to pull them off, a year or two later to fix leaks on the roof.
Yeah, you shouldn't mount solar to a 10-year-old three-tab shingle roof.
No.
You got to get that taken care
Absolutely.
Of first. Then you have to do a structural analysis, make sure the building's capable of handling it.
Yeah, that's all part of our process. So once somebody says yes, that they want solar, we go through a roof inspection and we do an energy, you know, we have an auditor go out and look at all the structural. We have an engineer that approves all of our drawings for structural. So we go through all of those processes, which a lot of other companies don't do that.
You know, I tend to be on the far extreme end of the free enterprise environment. So anytime the government gets involved in subsidizing a particular industry, it kind of rankles my tax-paying hair on the back of my neck. But you know what? The tax subsidization of the solar industry, it happened back in the 80s, and it was a disaster. It happened again here within the last 5 to 7 years. And I think it accomplished what we were all hoping it would accomplish. The technology has made quantum leaps.
Yes.
And talk about that, as far as how big systems need to be anymore.
Well, I think what you're seeing from a technology perspective is the footprint of this of the generation is getting smaller, meaning for, you know, let's say, you know, 20 square feet of solar 7 years ago, you would produce X amount of energy. Now you're producing almost maybe twice that. And that's in that same footprint.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Big, big difference. Here's an interesting statistic I came across in researching today's material again. And actually, my wife and I were in Charleston for the last 2 weeks, and it's this little super, it's called Natural Awakenings publication. it goes into some really weird things. But it talks about the sun's electrifying future, and it opens with this statement. Humankind has sought for centuries to harness the sun because the cumulative energy of 15 minutes of its rays shining on Earth could power the entire world for a year. Now, that's some serious horsepower.
That's incredible.
You know?
And you had asked the horsepower, and I'm looking, and I don't think I have the answer for you yet, but here's what I can tell you. And this is according to the World Book Encyclopedia.
Okay.
just think about this. We receive from the sun, Earth itself, because obviously the sun's round. And we're a very small part, so
sure.
Energy's going off 360,
yes.
You know, every
okay.
Sphere. So the Earth only receives 1/2 billionth of the sun's power.
Wow.
1/2 billionth. And that is equivalent to what they calculate, 126 trillion horsepower.
So there you go.
We can help you harness just one little piece of that.
And you only need one little piece of that to put to work at your
house. That's right.
Now, a lot of people, I know y'all tend to get really, the phones probably tend to ring a lot more in the summer when people are suffering from the high utility bills, they're suffering from the discomfort of the heat. But there's a lot of reasons you would want to give you a call now. If because now the nicer weather's come in, it's not top of mind.
Oh, it you'd be amazed. You're right. In the summertime, when you get that $400, $500, $600 bill, it's front of mind. You know, that bill goes to $100, $150. You don't think about it, and it's not hot outside. But actually, the best time that somebody could turn on a solar system is probably in December. And the reason... For APS customers, because
and that's counterintuitive. So let's just take it slow and easy and explain it to homeowners why that's the case.
So APS customers get solar customers their bill. They only let you go 12 months, and any excess generation of solar, they square up or they settle up with you in December. So if you installed it in December and you started, you would be able to build the credits. Again, the whole value of net metering where you generate extra energy and you bank it with the utility company, and then you get to use it in the summertime. So December, January, February, March, April, May. If you turn it on in December, you get the benefit of banking all those extra kilowatt hours to carry you through the summer. If you turn it on in the summertime, I mean, any time is going to benefit you.
Yeah.
But you really don't see the full benefit of the cycle of that until you roll through that true up in a December timeframe.
So all the more reason to, if you were thinking about it this summer, still confused or have questions about it, now's a perfect time to get on the phone, give you a ring, and let's try and get some of these answers cleared up.
Absolutely.
I guess we ought to give them a phone number.
Yeah, 1-800-281-3189 is our 800 number, or you can go to harmansolar.com and there's a way to fill out a request to have a free consultation.
One of the absolute most confusing things to me about is lease or buy, lease or buy. I don't tend to be a big fan of leasing anything because it tends to be the more expensive route. But again, cash flow models of leasing the solar equipment make it really, really appealing.
It's probably 80-90% of what's done out in the marketplace in Arizona. And you're correct. You don't, you know, with the right credit score, you don't have to put any money out of pocket, and you can start saving immediately. Where if you purchase a system, that has its benefits as well, but you are putting the cash out. But the benefit there is you get the tax credit and you get 100% of the savings. So, you know, each person could benefit from one or the other, and it's our solar consultants can help guide you through which one would be best for you.
And there are a lot of different ways in the leasing. There are some lease packages out there that can come back and bite you in the tail too. You have to be very careful who you're dealing with.
Well, yeah, buyer beware, right? With anything, make sure you read the contracts. And a lot of the lease proposals do carry the option to do an escalator. And that means that, you know, every year, if your payment is simple math, $100 for the first year, 3% increase, you'd be $103 the next year, 3% on top of that the year after that. And the idea there is they give you a lower cost up front, and they assume that the cost of energy is going to go up at that same rate, so your savings stay the same, but your cost for solar does go up over time. We tend to not do escalators on our leases, but you know there are companies out there, and as long as the customer understands it, then it's okay.
Well, I think if we could mandate one thing in the solar industry that would probably clear up a lot of the riffraff is some of the false expectations some of the companies set in the home buyer's mind about what they're going to save, because they you can tweak the results with just very small modifications. What you put in the formula,
right? The two things that they tweak that massage the numbers or make the numbers not be accurate are the amount of energy that the solar system is going to generate. That's easy to inflate, and also the amount of the cost of the energy that it's offsetting. I've seen proposals out there that'll claim that they're offsetting 24, 25 cent energy, and that's just not realistic.
It costs that much on peak, but generally people aren't paying that as an average expense.
No, that's correct.
And that is just outright, those proposals ought to be walked right straight to the Corporation Commission, right straight to the Attorney General, right straight to Sheriff Joe, as far as I'm concerned, because they're really using scare tactics to put you in a package that you don't need that anymore.
Right. Yeah. So. I've seen so many systems, small, 4 kilowatt, 5 kilowatt systems that really, they're claiming will produce energy of a system twice, what it would take twice the size to do. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. Here with Dan King of Harmon Solar. You can reach him at 1-800-281-3189, or you can reach him and talk to him for free right here on the radio show, 1-888-767-4348. We have a question in queue right now. Someone's retired on fixed Social Security. Does it make sense? When we get back, we'll cover that.